Okay, everyone. So the next perek and the perek after that are dealing specifically with Yom Noraim and then Sukkos. And so I figure we'll skip that. Maybe Blinetter, if I remember, we'll go back to it when it comes time for the more Inyanei Dioma on those things. But Perek Echadasar, page Mem Tet, is Bachutz. That's the title of it, outside. And what it means is basically it's talking about Ben Ezmana, as we'll see. So we're not during the Ben Ezmanim right now after Sukkos, but we are in a Ben Ezmanim, or at least some of us might still be, approaching Ben Ezmanim if we're in a yeshiva that goes until Tisha B'Av. But in a tiv, we are in we're in Ben Ezmanim, so I feel like this is probably appropriate. So he says like this: Avodah shel Torah v'Yira. Right, our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to Torah and Yira. Okay, learning Torah, fearing Hashem, Shleimus Amidus, completing our Midos, our character traits, making ourselves more perfect in our character traits, Maaseh Chesed, and doing acts of Chesed, Mutelet Al Kol Ben Yeshiva. All of these things are obviously placed on every Ben Yeshiva, every Jew, really, right? These are the basic core contents of any Jew's Avodas Hashem. Torah, Yerat Shamayim, which you could probably include in that Emunah, refining your character traits, and doing Chesed. Okay, that's a Jew's work. Specifically also Ben Yeshiva. Sidrei HaYeshiva Osim Et Shaleihem. The Seder of a Yeshiva, the order of a Yeshiva, the Seder Aleph, Seder Bet, Seder Gimel, right? They do their job. The Siddur, the Sdarim in the Yeshiva, in other words, the Yeshiva program, is supposed to do its own, like automatic almost, to bring you into a path of a aspiration of growth and perfection. To always, right? That's like the yeshiva. That's what the yeshiva does. That's like the whole program. It gets you to try to perfect yourself in these in all areas, or at least that's what it should do. Zehu maslul l'chaim lifnim beis hamidrash. This is the path of life that exists inside the walls of the beis hamidrash. It's not something that most people understand on the outside, but that's what the whole point of yeshiva is. It is those walls, the walls of the Beis Midrash, that are that which separates and puts a barrier, a buffer zone, in between the street and the spirit of the street and the Beis Midrash, right? It's like the cocoon that keeps us protected from the street. Kol echad margish, and I think we all know that the ruach in the street, the spirit in the street, has nothing to do with the avoda of Torah, Yira, Shleimus Amidos, and Ma'aseh Chesed. Okay, it's all about money, taivas, kavod, and I don't know what else. Okay, but it's and hana, pleasures. But that's the ruach of the rechov. So the walls of the Beis Midrash cocoon us; they keep us protected from that spirit, in order so that we should be on our paths of growth that we're trying to achieve. Kol echad margish et hevdelei hametach ben eiver zeh shel kiros yeshiva le'eiver hasheni. Everybody, any person who's even slightly experiences the yeshiva can feel the difference in terms of the tension between one side of the wall and the other side of the wall. One side of the wall inside the Beis Midrash versus how does it feel on the other side of the wall? Lachain, and therefore, Nisayon Gadolu, Levena Yeshiva, let's say it midalat amot below gam nizman katsar. Therefore, it is a tremendous test for a ben yeshiva to go out from the four walls, from the four amos of halacha, meaning from the Beis Midrash. And even if it's only a small time, it is a difficult test. Kapul hanuseyon. The test is doubled. How so? Reish is, first of all, shelo yachlif et tzurato v'itnaksho yimo lamazar l'ruach ha'yeshiva v'sderea. First of all, he shouldn't change his tzura, his literally his form, but he shouldn't change who he is when he comes into contact with this strange world, to the strange in regards to the spirit of the yeshiva and its and the things that it tries to accomplish. And he should not be touched with the subtle feelings of spiritual matters, which begin to, you know, be woven together when he starts learning Torah. You develop a very fine taste in Ruchnius. You develop a very fine, taste is a bad word maybe, but a very fine sensitivity to Ruchnius, to things and matters of Ruchnius, when you're in the Torah, and when you're delving in Torah. Hayotze mikolei ha'yeshiva ro'e b'chush, but one who leaves the walls of the yeshiva sees clearly, ki divrei Torah kasha liknosan kikli zav, that words of Torah are hard to acquire like golden vessels. Menoach la'abdan kikli zchuchis, and easy to lose just like glass vessels. You achieve so much in yeshiva, right? It was very hard to achieve it, but you did achieve it. And when you leave, it is so easy to lose. So easy to lose. And that's what the Gemara Chagiga says, that Divrei Torah are as hard to achieve as gold, but as easy to break, as easy to lose as glass. Ben Torah bar das, a Ben Torah who has das, he has knowledge, he has will, when he walks through the busy streets, he feels that he's carrying his words of Torah, his personal Torah. He's carrying it around like a gigantic utensil made out of glass. And with any leaning or, you know, accident, or movement that's not careful, it's very likely that he'll knock the utensil onto the floor, only shavrol rissim, and break it into tiny shards. And how much he has to guard his eyes. He's not talking here about seeing things that are pretend, you know, specifically, you know, in the way that Vayimayin talks about. He has to guard his eyes from all the windows that, and to see the things that are, that bother us from our ruchnius. So yeah, obviously included in that is Vayimayin, but it's also just stam, the window dressing that we walk through the streets and we see all the billboards and all that stuff, even without the non-sinious pictures. It's a whole world that tries to grab our attention away from our goal in life. When we call a shafel, the azol, and all the low things and the cheap things, which the modern street is full of. The modern street is full of all the lowly things in the world. Again, like you talked about before, money, pleasure, the newest iPhone, the newest car, the newest clothes. Even in a Haredi city, like where I live, the street is full of billboards, of signs, of advertisements, of all any advertisement that you're ever gonna see is somebody trying to sell you something, right? It's obvious. So it's the lowest of the low. They're appealing to your hana, they're appealing to your pleasure sense. It's all a distraction. It's a distraction from what we want to do in life. It's not much a distraction. Umeidach. And so that was the first nisayon. The first aspect of the nisayon is not to get sucked into the modern world, which does not care at all about the values that you achieved in yeshiva. Umeidach, and the other half of the coin, the other half of the nisayon, mahu yachas ha'anashim shemichutz lekol ha'yeshiva ben yeshiva. What is the relationship of the people outside of the walls of the yeshiva to the people of the yeshiva? How do they relate to the yeshiva boys? How many fans, how many supporters do you have outside? And corresponding or, you know, weighed against the fan, the small fan base that you have outside, how many people relate to him with derision, bitnagdut, antagonism, bitsina, with hatred, or at the very least with a very strong criticism? Ulam, and we all know that also, right? Ulam nitzotz echad chai b'lev kol echad m'Yisrael. However, there is a spark that is alive in every heart of every member of Klai. So kim'at l'lo yuseim in a klal, with almost no exception, amok b'libo rotze kol echad v'echad. Deep inside every single one person's heart, he has a desire, lir'ot b'tamid chacham et semel hashlemus. He wants to see in the Talmud Chacham a sign, a symbol of perfection. He wants to see that because he doesn't see it anywhere else. So if he doesn't, you know, it's like the ivory tower. You're looking towards that as your last hope that there is somewhere that people can be perfect. People can actually change. V'kasher Talmud Chacham be'emes mofia ketugma. And when the Talmud Chacham actually appears in front of them in truth, as an example of a ben yeshiva, who may be lirikuch ha'itnagdut v'lidi'ichat hasina, he brings in the antagonism, and sorry, he brings in a softening of the antagonism, and a suppression of the hate. If he, you know, comes as a person that they are expecting to see, somebody who has perfected himself and worked on himself and is doing the right things, then it will create a softening of the antagonism and a suppressing of the hate. Obviously, the other way around, if the Talmud Chacham starts acting in an obnoxious way, obviously that's terrible. Therefore, the obligations that are upon a ben yeshiva when he leaves the Beis Midrash are clear. Tekef biyotzo mishara yeshiva, the minute he leaves the yeshiva, chalim alav chiyuvei kiddush Hashem, take effect upon him the obligations of kiddush Hashem. Ubechol tenu'a v'tzad, and with every movement and every step he takes, Allah lizeher michil Hashem. He has to be very careful in terms of chil Hashem chas v'shalom. Zehu nisyono asheni. This is a second nisayon. So we have two nisyonos when we leave yeshiva. Number one, to keep ourselves strong in our values, not to get sucked into the modern world, which focuses on everything against Torah. And number two, and that's hard enough, right? But number two is the fact that we are looked at. We are looked at, and we are in our communities, in our families, in our shuls, everywhere we go, everywhere you go, you have the stamp of Yeshiva Bachar on you. And people are looking at you. People are looking at you because they want to see what is due to a person to be a Ben Yeshiva. And they have a general antagonism towards Ben Yeshivas, but if you can show them Kiddush Hashem, if you can show them good midos, being vater, helping others, then you can accomplish tremendous Kiddush Hashem, tremendous Kiddush Hashem, tremendous Kiddush HaTorah, right? That the Torah's name gets beautified in the world. Because people say, look what the Torah does to that person. This person, they all remember you from when you were in high school. Look, this person was a jerk in high school, and look at him now. Look at him now. He's a great person. He helped me. He let me cut him in line. He whatever it is, whatever the thing is. All right, everybody. Shkoyach. Bechutz.